This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have another returning guest. His name is Eric Parkinson. He is the CEO for Hanover House Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HHSE. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Oh, we love having repeat guests back on the show here. Hanover House is one of only 12 full-service entertainment studios in the U.S. market. Eric, it's been about 6 months since we had you on. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about Hanover House and a little bit about yourself?
Well, we are an independent film distribution company. We are also involved in the creation and production of some of the films that we distribute. We service all platforms in North America. The first window is usually theatrical, and then home video, which also includes transactional video on demand and subscription video on demand, and television. We've been in business since 1993, and we are releasing about 30 movies a year, about 12 of which are theatrical releases, and those generally constitute the largest dollar volume for the company, the theatrical titles.
Excellent. You know, it's really exciting, you know, talking to, you know, the movie studios here and you getting a part of a unique opportunity such as yourselves. So first off, you know, what do you see as the general market trends affecting Hanover House as a distributor in the independent film industry?
Well, in the prior last couple of years, the changing platforms for media delivery were both dynamic and scary at the same time. home video sales became flat as people started to stream product into their homes via internet or over-the-top devices, and watching the quality of cable programming has improved, evidenced by AMC and The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad and all kinds of stuff. I mean, television is almost in the golden age. So for an independent distributor that's primarily focused on theatricals, these changing market trends were scary to us for a while. But what's happened, what's shaken out, is that the major studios have all migrated toward an event-level model where they would rather release, you know, 6 to 10 superhero kind of movies a year that are major events than release, you know, two or three smaller films each month. And we think there's a terrific market for quality films that are done in the lower budget ranges. In fact, if you look at the recent Academy Awards, you know, Hidden Figures and Moonlight and La La Land, and here currently at the in theaters, there's a movie called Get Out that was shot for $4.5 million and is already at about $155 million at the U.S. box office. So we think that there's a terrific opportunity for a company like Hanover House to step in and fill the niche of productions in that, you know, $4 to $8 million range that have the potential of doing big box office and have the awards potential as far as quality and caliber of the programming itself. And so that's kind of the trend that we're looking at. We're looking to build the company in that independent realm of high-end indie studio.
That's exceptional. So going back into here, you guys produce movies here. In fact, you guys are, you know, re-releasing your movie Chosen. It's going to be in select theaters coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, and first of all, let me clarify. Chosen is actually a movie that we're releasing for Lionsgate. Lionsgate is a company that was an independent distributor that kind of grew into a major studio by virtue of having some successful hits. You know, the Saw franchise and the Tyler Perry franchise, and then they bought Summit Entertainment, and they had the Twilight and Divergent. So Lionsgate's now a really, really big studio. And in the case of Chosen, this is kind of a specialty film. It's based on the true story of a Hungarian Jewish man during World War II who posed as a Nazi officer in order to infiltrate the ranks and use his pseudo position of authority to release Jewish people that were being held in concentration camps. And it's we felt that it was well-timed for the awards, so we put it out in December in New York and Los Angeles, and it's now playing in cities across the United States kind of in a slow rollout. But that is not our production. That's actually in association with Lionsgate.
Excellent.
We do have other movies in release. We currently have Spices of Liberty, which is kind of a a Bollywood-style romantic comedy, although it's shot in English, not in Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend, we have a Mandarin-language film called Extraordinary Mission, and this is a $30 million production that was made by CMC Pictures in China, along with what company called the Perfect World Picture Studio in Beijing, which is the same company that recently produced the Jason Bourne film and 50 Shades Darker, both of which were major studio releases. So we're releasing Extraordinary Mission to theaters next weekend, and that'll be in 25 U.S. theaters and 4 theaters in Canada.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Eric Parkinson. He is the CEO for Hanover House Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HHSE. Now, with your company here, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to throw a curveball at you here. Do you guys normally work with studios that are outside the country to produce films for, you know, many different languages?
Well, we actually do. I mean, it's not really our core business, but we've had some of our more recent titles in 2015, 2016 were originally produced outside of the United States. As I mentioned, we were releasing Extraordinary Mission, which is a China production.
Mm-hmm.
We're also producing with Crimson Force Entertainment, which is not a Chinese company. They're a Nevada company, but they have funding out of China. We are producing the English version of a $20 million animated film that they've already completed in Mandarin. That's called Where's the Dragon? And we're turning that into an English language version because, you know, kids don't know Mandarin. So here in America, here in America at least. But we have done some other films that were foreign productions. In 2012, Toys in the Attic was a Czech animated feature that we adapted for English. And last year, Bonobos Back to the Wild, which was a French production about the endangered bonobos primates of the Congo. We did an adaptation in English and hired Luke Evans from Beauty and the Beast and Rebecca Hall from The Gift and BFG, which was a big Spielberg film that Rebecca did last year.
That's exceptional. That's really exciting.
So it is a portion of our business, yes.
Excellent. So what kind of opportunities are you guys doing to grow Hanover House?
Well, you know, we've identified the market as being very favorable for mid-level theatrical films. Now, we're not abandoning what we call the direct-to-video or genre fields.
Mm-hmm.
We're still releasing movies, in some cases, that have had no theatrical at all, and we're putting them out on home video, DVD, or Blu-ray, and having a very successful placement ratio of our titles into Walmart, Best Buy, Target. But the real growth, we believe, is going to be in the movies like Get Out, where we're producing a genre kind of movie that's produced well enough that we can have a legitimate theatrical release. One of the films that we're involved in right now is called Kung Fu Cowboy, and that goes into production. I know that sounds pretty funny, but
it does sound funny.
It's based, again, on a true story. It's based on the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act, which was the only time in American history that a specific group was boycotted against by law. And there was a tremendous number of Chinese immigrants who had come to America to work on the Intercontinental Railroad or just mm-hmm. to try their hand at life. And this particular story uses that true premise to turn it into kind of a kung fu. If you remember, there was a David Carradine series years and years ago called Kung Fu, where he was a Chinese immigrant and came to the Old West and kicked some cowboy butt. And that's
mm-hmm.
kind of what this is. But we have a very exciting cast of American stars that we're going to be announcing separately. We can't announce it today, unfortunately. But that's the kind of movie that we think, you know, we can make that movie for about $7 million. And we have pre-sold the film internationally, so we're not going out of pocket. And then we think we'll end up with a pretty good film that has a nice commercial appeal. And that will be able to drive our revenue stream at a much faster rate than the direct-to-video product.
Exceptional. My guest again today is Eric Parkinson. He is the CEO for Hanover House Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HHSE. Now, you know, where do you see Hanover House in about 3 to 5 years? And do you think that now is a good time for investors to take a look at Hanover House?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were in Los Angeles last week, and we had some meetings with Sony Picture representatives and Paramount, as well as an independent company that is involved in the same kind of business we're at. And we all kind of came to the same conclusion that there is a significant window of opportunity for a company with quality films to step in and fill the niche that has otherwise been abandoned by the major studios.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, Weinstein Company and Lionsgate and Summit, they were all kind of filling the mid-level niche, but those companies have essentially migrated in or evolved into becoming major studios and have kind of abandoned that realm. We're in a pretty unique situation right now, in that people who look at our financials, they're kind of looking backwards in time, and they're seeing, you know, here's a company that has been in business for 23 years, but, you know, hasn't had significant growth and hasn't really, you know, ever had that one film that it takes to break out and build a major studio. And so I think when people look at the past history, they're kind of saying, well, it's a penny stock and maybe it's priced right. But we really don't see it that way. We think it's priced wrong. We think that with the momentum we have, with the new partnerships and significant new funding, as I mentioned, you know, Kung Fu Cowboys just got $7 million worth of pre-sales, and we haven't booked that revenue. So that's, you know, a situation where the company's going to end up with a substantial asset and no debt whatsoever. We're doing that over and over again. And I think that because of that, when the market catches up with the reality of the activity, I think the stock price should improve. So I would have to say, yes, I think this would be a good time.
Excellent. Again, my guest today is Eric Parkinson. He is the CEO for Hanover House Incorporated. They're trading on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HHSE. To find out more information about Hanover House Incorporated, you can visit their website at hanoverhouse.com. That's HANNOVERHOUSE.com. Eric, this is the last part of our segment. We'd like to leave this part for you here to talk about anything that you'd like to that we didn't get to touch upon at the beginning of this interview.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say that, you know, I've been in the film distribution business really since 1984 and have seen various market cycles. And I think that we're in a particular moment in time where there's a very good up cycle. And part of that has to do with the maturation of new media platforms such as streaming worldwide, and this has created, you know, some people look at that new technology as a threat to the current status quo, but in every situation in history when a new technology for entertainment has been introduced, after an initial freakout period, a couple of years later it settles in as being a very good thing. And I remember when home video was first introduced, you know, people, the major studios thought it was a disaster and they were taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they ultimately lost. But thankfully they did lose, because home video became a major engine that drove the studio growth for the next 20 years. So I think that we're in a very good time for home entertainment and the worldwide media with the technology having matured. So we're feeling very bullish about the short-term and long-term future at Hanover House. And we hope that people will take a look at the stock and take a look at what we're doing, and they'll start to see some pretty impressive things over the next few weeks as we begin to announce the details of some of these new productions.
Exceptional. Again, Hanover House Incorporated has been our guest today on Stock Day. Eric Parkinson, CEO, was with us, you know, answering questions and taking time out of his very busy schedule to join us today. Today, you can find the stock price hovering at about 1 cent, their market cap at about $9.5 million. So definitely get with your broker today and talk about Hanover House. Eric, thank you again for joining us today. We hope to check back with you in a few months just to see how well Hanover House is doing, and to see if we can get any new announcements for upcoming productions.
Well, that sounds great, and I look forward to talking to you again, and I appreciate your time.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.